Lesson 73, 1661. The Scottish Covenanters. I have grown weary of sad lessons about religious persecution. They break my heart. But we have one more significant wave of persecution to study in this book. We're going to look at the Scottish Covenanters and their severe oppression under Charles II. Who was Charles II and why did he oppress the Scottish? To answer those questions, we'll have to go back to the confusing events of the English Civil Wars. During the English Civil Wars, England was divided between the Cavaliers and the Roundheads. Remember them? The Cavaliers supported the king. The Roundheads supported the Parliament. The Roundheads basically won the Civil War, and in the process, Charles I was beheaded. Oliver Cromwell then stepped in as the Lord Protectorate of England. Well, before Charles I was executed, he was helped in battle by his 15-year-old son. His son was Charles II, whom we're studying today. Some folks claimed, upon the execution of Charles I, that Charles II was the next rightful king of England and Scotland. But it was hard for Charles II to claim the throne. In fact, it was nearly impossible. For having helped his own father in battle, Charles II was considered an enemy, at least by the Roundheads. After losing a battle to Oliver Cromwell, Charles II was forced into hiding. A price was put on his head, and he became a wanted man. The time that Charles II spent in hiding was to shape his life. Unlike most kings, he ate and slept among commoners while on the run. Though an Anglican, he found refuge among Catholic families who had supported his father. Charles II hid from home to home and barn to barn. He camped out in the woods and among the ruins of Stonehenge. He cut his long hair and disguised himself as a traveling servant and a woodsman. His servant role was convincing to the peasants, who sometimes spoke to him face to face, not knowing he was Charles II. On one occasion, to flee enemy soldiers, Charles spent the night hiding in an oak tree. This unusual story of the king hiding in a tree burned itself deep into the English memory. To remember the perilous escape, it became customary for the English to pin oak leaves on their clothes on Charles's birthday. This custom lasted nearly 200 years. But back to our story. After 40 days on the run, Charles II made safe passage to France, where he joined his mother in hiding. Louis XIV had mercy on him and gave him money and protection. He eventually moved to Brussels. For 9 years, Charles laid low until 1658, when Oliver Cromwell passed away. When Cromwell died, his son tried to be the next Lord Protectorate, but he didn't do a very good job and offered to resign from the position.